let's discuss about the chapter 10, that is corporate annual reports. What exactly the corporate annual reports, how exactly it looks, and all what reports we maintain, corporate reports, what are the objective for that is to understand the purpose of the corporate annual report, CAR we know as, and to understand the contents of the CAR, corporate annual reports, financial statements, board's reports and auditor reports and additional information, etc. These are the yearly reports we generate to understand our the business, to interpret and analyze the information in CAR. So what exactly will happen is, in corporate annual reports, we will understand entire business, how exactly the business is happening, what kind of sales we are generating, and what are the expenses are going in. Beyond that, there is a few other reports also that is known as auditor reports. Now, corporate annual reports, CAR, companies operating and financial performance document, financial statements like profit and loss statement, it includes a profit and loss statement, the yearly profit and loss statement also, and balance sheet and the cash flow statement and additional information is also involved in corporate annual reports. Apart from that, board of directors report and message also. Once board of directors analyze this profit and loss and balance sheet, so they will give you one message towards the report. It also comes under corporate annual reports. Now, useful to management, employees and banks and governments, drawn as per generally accepted accounting practices, Company Act. And the same time there is an auditor report also, because whenever you are using reports and you are managing your cash transactions, there is an auditor also required, how exactly you are following the account statements and all. So your auditor report says things are following whatever the process has been decided by the company. So your auditor report also, it gives you clear picture of your annual reports. Now, purpose of the CAR, purpose of the corporate annual reports, what exactly, why you required corporate annual reports are company operating and financial performance, because once in a year you will understand that what are the operating expenses are going on, and the same time what is your financial performance, doing sales and doing business. Apart from that, you need to come up with the profitability also. So if the annual reports will give you clear picture of what is your financial performance. Financial performance is nothing but what is your profitability in terms of rupees. Now, board of directors present to the shareholders through chairman of the organization, because your organization might be limited company where the shares have been distributed. There are a few investors also involved in your organization. So apart from that, your CAR will give you help of distributing the profit to the shareholders also. And a listed and a publicly traded company to follow SEBI requirement. There is always some SEBI requirements are there where the annual report need to be presented. These reports can be helped towards that. And the same time, accounting as per accounting standard board. So you need to follow accounting standards also. Your reports will help you towards the same. And accuracy, consistency, auditors report within the opinion of the company policies and procedures, which we have discussed now. Whatever the company process are there, whatever the company procedures are there, if your audit report is saying 100% has been followed, means your CAR is proper. For example, you made a profit and loss statement where your auditor is saying your account statements are not proper, so indirectly you have made a wrong reports. So directly or indirectly, your financial statements and auditor report is also very important for the annual report. Uses of the CAR, what are the uses of the CAR? Audited financial information available with the P&L and the balance scorecard and the cash flow statements also, and the same time corporative analysis of the trends of the various years, being consistency and accuracy followed. However, you are making a weekly reports and monthly reports. Once audit report is included and annual reports has been generated, year on year ethically you can check your reports and you can analyze the reports also. Notes to financial statement, additional information, because once you are getting auditor reports also, it's additional informative. Where you are going wrong, you can rectify the same as well. And priorities, core value, discuss, because whenever your annual report generated, there should be some opportunities are there, where the gaps are there. We will identify that and we will work on the same. At the same time, how to meet operating and financial goals. You may not achieve all operating goals and financial goals. Once you get the report, you will understand where you are lacking, and for that you will make a process to implement the same, and next year you can achieve the same. Detailed operating information and divisions and components are available. Whenever the expenses are happening, not only one head the expenses are happening, there are so many heads are happening in expenses. So your annual report will give you clear picture where your expenses are going, which head is taking more expenses. According to that, you can make a preventive actions also. Opportunities and challenges head, what exactly the opportunities are there, what exactly the challenges are there, your reports will give you according to that you can take the preventive actions. Now let's see the management structure. Whenever the annual reports develop, who are the people see the annual report, from where the top management, and from where you will get the reports, and who are the people analyze the reports. Let's discuss further. Now owners and shareholders are there top level. These are the people, they analyze the reports, and later on it comes to chairman, and later on it comes to director. Indirectly, directly, chairman is reporting to owners, and board of directors reporting to chairman, and under the board of directors, top management personals are there, like managing director, CFO, CEO. These are the people in a top management, they report to board of directors. Now come under chief general manager level, they report to CEO, CFO. Now it comes to general manager, it comes to assistant manager, it comes to team leader level. It works that hierarchy, it works that way. Now, message to shareholders through CAR. So whatever the shareholders are there, the annual reports, how you will get the message, like communication through CAR from senior management to shareholders and owners. Once they analyze the report, they will give you some message to shareholder, because they have analyzed the financial statements and information on culture, financial results, goals achieved, strategies, important policies. Because once the report has been analyzed by the top manager, they will come up with the opportunities, they will come up with the plans, and they will come up with the strategies, what exactly they would be following next year to increase the sales, to increase the profitability. Thank you.